The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At my name, Jong. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. We mostly gushed about the Monday night game and just talked about some other general stuff. Since this is our last show of the week before Thanksgiving, just having a little fun.
That's all we can do.
Drinking some beer. Enjoying
life.
That's
all we can do, Freddie.
Yeah, you know what? I know we need to get to all the lines and stuff because we're not going to be able to do them later in the week, but I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners, and thanks to all of you for being here for us all year long. And I know there's a lot of new listeners. Appreciate you guys, but
wait, are we thankful for them?
Well, yeah, but I'm not. I wasn't going to make it here's what I'm thankful for, AJ.
Oh, okay.
No, but I do appreciate everybody. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, and thank you guys so much for continuing to support us so that we can drink good beer.
That's it. That's all we care about.
Yeah, and as far as...
We just want to make you guys happy enough that we can keep drinking good beer.
Yeah, yeah, and hopefully entertain you. I feel so lucky not just to have this job, but to work with the people I work with. I mean, this is the best work environment I've ever been in, and I've been in some crappy ones, believe me. And just the people I deal with on a daily basis here are the best, and it's really cool. I was having a conversation with my wife about this last night. It makes a difference in your entire life when you like what you do and you like the people around you.
Yeah,
and you know, every one of us have been in a position where we were just miserable, and the people around us made us miserable. And, you know, so it's cool. So that I'm thankful for, but mostly I'm just happy that we have such a great fan base and we have people who love the show and, you know, enable us to, live the lives we live because of the listeners. So, thank all of you guys. Ryan, it's not even a debate, but now, yes, Donald is better only because Watt's injuries and Donald being 27. I wasn't trying to start a Donald versus Watt thing.
I wasn't either.
No, I think, but all AJ was saying is right now, Aaron Donald's the best non-quarterback in the league, I think is what you were saying.
That's what I'm saying.
And I think while you can make a case for some other guys, if that's your choice, I'm okay with it.
And honestly, even I'll take it a step further. I think he's the best player relative to the next guy in that conversation. Because, I mean, like if you say who's the best quarterback in the league, I think there's some debate to be had there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you start with Breeze, Brady, Rodgers, and I think you can go in, and then you start throwing in some of the other guys, but I think you could argue any one of those.
Right. I mean, there's people who will throw in Patrick Mahomes' name now. But when I say
Jared Goff,
or if I say who's the best wide receiver, you'll get Antonio Brown, you'll get Julio Jones, you'll get DeAndre Hopkins. There's a lot. When you say who's the best defensive football player in the league right now, or especially the best defensive lineman.
I would say when you say defensive player, I think you're going to get a lot of argument for Khalil Mack, too.
I'll accept the argument for it.
I don't think the gap is as big as you're saying, because Khalil Mack is a game changer. Jalen Ramsey's a game changer at a different position. He's not having his best year.
Well, but that's the thing. He's had one fantastic year and one...
Well, he had about a 20-game stretch of being the best cornerback in the NFL, period, that started at the end of his rookie year,
yeah,
like the last three or four games, and then what he did last year. He's still been very good this year. He's also been a little beat up. I still think he's the best corner in the league. If I'm starting a cornerback draft, he's number one.
I think Khalil Mack's definitely in that conversation. I mean, he's a monster.
He has the same kind of impact on a game that Donald does.
That's fair.
Slightly different position, but yeah, he does.
Last year was a good year for him. It wasn't like what Khalil Mack was. What was his second year? 2015.
Yeah.
Because Clowney was a rookie in 2014. They were the same draft class, right? Yeah. So 2015 is when we were like, oh my God, this guy is just a monster. And this is the first year, I think, since then that I've thought that same thing. Like, this guy is just an unstoppable force. But now he's like getting interceptions. He's scoring touchdowns. Yeah.
He looks like he's a 20-year-old out there playing with a bunch of 8-year-olds and just taking the ball, Donald
does. He
just
bullies people.
Yeah. But
yeah, I don't know. I think Khalil Mack is great, too. I still think I would take Aaron Donald over him, though.
But, and then somebody asked earlier, if the Saints and the Chiefs played, would it be the same kind of game? And I don't think it would. I'll be honest with you. I think the Saints would beat the Chiefs by 10 points. I really do. The pace would be different. They'd run the ball. You wouldn't see the Saints turning the ball over, and I think they would get some turnovers in that game.
Wouldn't
be 54-51.
I don't think it might be
42-31 kind of game.
I think it'd be a lot different because I think both of those teams would have a hard time getting pressure on the opposing quarterback. And
I think the Saints' defense is better than the Chiefs' defense.
Oh, yeah.
And their secondary is good enough to make a couple plays.
Yeah, I don't think you'd see Patrick Mahomes chucking around a bunch of interceptions and losing strip sacks because the Saints don't have an Aaron Donald. You know?
They've got a pretty good defensive line, though. They got some people who could get to him. And here's the other thing about that. If the Saints get a lead, they're going to run the ball. And they got guys they can run the ball with, and Chiefs won't see the ball again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so do the Rams. The Rams just decided not to.
Well, I know, but Sean Payton won't decide to do
Agreed.
That.
Agreed.
Sean Payton's pretty good at in-game management compared to a lot of guys. Eric asks, what's the crappiest job you ever had that you're still thankful you had the experience? 20 years at the Chronicle.
It's the Army. I mean, yeah. It's not even a question.
Pretty easy for you.
Yeah.
No, I honestly wouldn't be where I am without having done what I was doing at the Chronicle, but I especially at the end, I hated it. It was miserable. I hated the people I was working with. I hated going to work every day. And the reality is the only reason I took that job is because my dad had always wanted it and always got passed over for it. And he had passed away. And I kind of thought, all right, you know, now that the job's available, I want to take it because he never got that job. And I did it for a couple years and realized that it was making me miserable and I was going to kill myself or kill somebody else if I didn't get the hell out. So as soon as the opportunity came to get out, I did. And it was a horrible environment. It was a lot of people who were, you know, that's the other thing too. Another reason why I like being here so much. I work with good people, good human beings. And sometimes you get in an environment where you're around a lot of people who aren't that and you start becoming that. And I was starting to turn into a person that I didn't want to be. So that was the worst experience I've ever had. And I'm glad I don't have to do that anymore. And that's what, you know, that's why people, like when I get, I've had plenty of opportunities in the last couple of years to go elsewhere, especially do national, because RJ was asking about it that last week. It's like, oh, why don't you want to go be Stephen A. Smith or whatever? Why go do something where you're having to be somebody else and not be happy?
Right.
The hardest thing in the world, I think, is to find happiness in your job.
Yeah.
And if you get that, why screw with it? But I digress. What do we have here, John? Oh, we have my bookie. Which, hey, how about this? How about a free play?
I need it. It's been a rough 2 weeks.
I'll tell you what, I'm doing this. And we'll go over the lines here in a little bit, and we'll figure out which one. But you bet the Lions-Bears game tomorrow, which I don't know which way I'll go now with Mitch Trubisky kind of being up in the air. But if you bet that game, up to $250. If you win, great, you get the money. If you lose, guess what? They refund your bet. How about that? You cannot lose tomorrow. If you play, or Thursday, excuse me. My week's all messed up right now. Yeah, you cannot lose on Thursday if you make this play. That is awesome. And that's what my bookie does. Up to $250. And where else have you seen somebody say, hey, you get a free play? That's what this is. A total free roll. And whatever you're going to bet this week, whether it's the NFL, college football, hockey, NBA, college basketball. If you're going to follow AJ's plays, MyBookie's the place to do it. And the best part is you win, you get paid. They're safe. They're reliable. They've been in business for years. They're the only website that I use. And the reason is because when I want to cash out, guess what? I get my money. And now you can do it for free. Basically, you're getting a free play here. You win, you can cash out. You're good. That's what MyBookie does. All you have to do is on your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie or go to MyBookie.ag to get your account started. Here's what they're going to do. They'll match your initial deposit 50%. So you put 200 in, they're going to give you 100 to play with. All you have to do is use promo code radio to activate the offer. And you don't need a promo code for that free play. You can just jump in and do that. Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code radio when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I do want to clarify something. I did also work with some really good people at the Chronicle.
There were good and bad people on both sides, yeah, you
exactly,
would say.
Exactly, on both sides. No, right. I mean, the people I'm talking about is no one you've ever heard of. Because... like, I still to this day.
All the people you heard of are scumbags.
No, no. Like Jerome Solomon is great. John McClain's one of the best people I know. I loved working with John Lopez. There's a lot of guys over there that I really like to this day, but most of the people I'm talking about weren't in sports. Because my job wasn't just sports at the end. I was dealing with a lot of stuff. And
right.
So I should clarify that because, oh, he's talking about John McClain. No, he's not.
No, come on.
I love John and Jerome and people like that. Brian McTaggart, who I work with forever, is a great guy who's at MLB.com. And by the way, if you're looking for Astros news, that's your go-to guy. But, yeah, I also had some people in other departments that I had to deal with and a few people in my department that were turds. But, yeah, I'm not going to call them out. Who cares? I'm having fun now.
Yeah.
I ain't worried about them. Lamont, can't see you guys doing national. Both are easily irritated and would have a larger fan base, which equals more a-holes. If we did national, we'd have to do a different kind of show, which is also something else I don't want to do, is you have to have basically these pre-thought-out takes. You have to have opinions on things that, frankly, I don't have to have an opinion on everything. And I know people want us to have opinions on stuff that we don't care about. And I can't see myself doing that. Like, who's the greatest, LeBron or MJ? Who gives a flying
leap? Right.
You know, I'm not going to do a whole segment on it. And I watch SportsCenter and I watch some of these shows on ESPN where they're put it was Patrick Mahomes to blame for the Chiefs' loss. Really? I'd have to do a whole segment on that?
I feel like national hosts are easily irritated. Stephen A. Smith, Clay Travis.
I mean, that's what they do.
Will Cain.
Yeah, so I don't really think that comment makes a lot of sense because that's what they do. They get into it with people.
Colin Cowherd.
Yeah, and a lot more than I do. I mean, frankly, I've gotten to where I don't even engage people who get into it with me. I just ignore them for the most part. And, yeah, you couldn't – I don't know if you could do that with that big of a deal, but that big of a following, but it just doesn't interest me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. And I know that's a lot of people's goals, but I'm also an older dude. You know,
yeah.
I'm 12 years from retirement age, about to be 11 years from retirement age. My goals and values have changed. To me, it's about what makes me happy.
Ryan says – he sends J.J.'s stats and Aaron Donald's stats. Says J.J. his first 5 years greater than Donald's up to the age of 27. Watt's always been a better player before. You also have to keep in mind Aaron Donald's not a – he's not a defensive end. He's not a pass rusher by trade. He's a middle plugger who just happens to get to the quarterback all the time. They play different positions. I'm also not saying that Aaron Donald – prime Aaron Donald is greater than prime J.J. Watt. I'm just saying right now.
Yeah, that's a different argument. I don't know if I'm.
Yeah, I'm JJ Prime JJ Watt may be better than Prime Aaron.
Prime JJ Watt may have been the best defensive player I've ever seen, and that includes Lawrence Taylor.
Ooh, I was going to say maybe besides Lawrence Taylor.
That year, that stretch there for about 2 years, especially
he was
considering,
out of this world.
Considering again a defensive lineman.
You're right,
but.
But I also think that there's no argument that Aaron Donald... I think that if you want to say J.J.'s had a better career than Aaron Donald, I'm not going to argue that. Yeah. I think he has. But if you want to tell me that Aaron or that J.J. Watt today is better than Aaron Donald, I won't hear it. That's
well, yeah, and again, and this is almost what he was talking... I didn't want to turn this into Aaron Donald versus J.J.
No.
Watt. I was making a joke about it. But the reality is you know, and J.J. now, to see him back... To where, yeah, he's probably 80% of what he was at his best. And we talked about this before the season. If you get 80% of J.J. Watt at his defensive MVP level, that's better than most players in the league. And guess what? You've got a guy who's better than most players in the league.
Yep.
But I do think when you're talking about Aaron Donald, you're talking about a guy who is this year and last year, I think, is at a different level. There's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't mean, you know, that's in no way to say J.J. Watt's not a great player. You know, that's what I hate about these discussions is if you make a case for one guy as the best, somehow you have to denigrate everybody else.
Right.
And that's not what it's about. I mean, J.J. Watt's fantastic. Khalil Mack is fantastic. I still love Jalen Ramsey. I think he's fantastic. But, you know, if I could pick one defensive guy right now, yeah, it probably would be Aaron Donald. And... I don't think that's...
Listen, honestly, it's just my opinion.
I don't think it's a bad opinion. But I also, I do think when you say, oh, it's not close, that's where I'll take issue with you. Because I do think that Khalil Mack has a pretty damn big impact. And like I said, Ramsey, I still think is as a cornerback, is as impactful as a player on that side of the ball. But I think you could have made a case for Marcus Peters at one point.
Yeah.
Maybe not this year.
No. Well, another pick last night.
Yeah, but he also – the difference now is you also see him – well, and I know he did this with the Chiefs, where he gambles a lot and gets beat.
Yes. There's times when he looks horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's a playmaker.
He's a playmaker.
He's a boom or bust player.
He is a Brett Favre of defense.
Yeah.
Is what he is. Let's squeeze a call in. James. What's up,
hey,
James?
Hey, how's it going?
Sports,
hey,
man.
Pretty good. Hey, I was just going to say, I think the one guy from last night that a lot of people are kind of overlooking, I'm not saying you guys did, but just other people, and everyone's talking about Donald and Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, but I think it's okay now for us to say it out loud in a public setting. Jared Goff is legit. Like, Jared Goff is good, and he's ascending very quickly. And I think the next step for him is winning a playoff game. But you watch him in the pocket, his mechanics, the way he's now shrugging off defenses, going from left to right, right to left, and he's making really good decisions. I mean, the dude's legit. Like, I think he's been playing fantastic.
I won't argue with you, but it's the same reason I'm hesitant to say that Patrick Mahomes is legit. I think these guys they're really good because the coaches that are installing the offense are doing a great job of playing to their strengths. And like, if you told me I can have a team that has Jared Goff with no Sean McVay or Sean McVay with no Jared Goff, I'd pick the team with Sean McVay and no Jared Goff. Like, I think Sean McVay can turn a lot of guys into Jared Goff. I don't think a lot of guys can do what Sean McVay's done to make this Jared Goff.
I agree to an extent. I mean, I think coach first and foremost, and I said this about Mahomes when he got drafted by the Chiefs. I was like, that's the perfect place for him. But I also think the coaching is important, but he's also the guy's developing and turning into a really good quarterback. And yes, a lot of that is McVay, but also a lot of it is he has that kind of talent. And right. I didn't see it coming out of college. What I saw was another air raid guy.
And I didn't want to buy into it.
Who was a one read guy. And the same thing with Mahomes. And yes, I have developed that bias over time that I just don't like guys coming out of those offenses. And believe me, we've seen a lot of them. More haven't worked than have. And, you know, I kind of felt the same way about Baker Mayfield. I mean, here's a guy coming out of that offense. I do think things are changing a little bit because coaches are using some of the things that work in college. And this is what's frustrating to me with the Texans. I don't mean to turn this into a Texans thing. But last year, when Deshaun Watson was going nuts, O'Brien was running a lot of the stuff from Clemson. He really was. We haven't seen that this year.
Yeah.
We've seen pieces of it. So, oh, no, we're going to put in a whole new offense. I think there's a lot more that you could get out of Deshaun Watson than what you're getting. And I think Andy Reid would get that, and I think Sean McVay would get that. So to your point, yes, those guys are critical when it comes to things like that. And I don't think he could turn a lot of guys necessarily into Jared Goff. There's some things Pat Mahomes does that, frankly, there's not many guys in the league that can do. But I don't think, like, if Bill O'Brien were coaching Patrick Mahomes, he wouldn't be doing what he's doing.
I don't think that's even a question.
And I think the same thing with Jared Goff. And so, yes, you're right. But I also think these guys are both really good players that landed in, you know, like, if either one of them wound up with the Saints, I think they'd be doing the same thing. So Sean Payton would get that out of him. But, or Bill Belichick would get that out of him. But I also think they are pretty good players. They just happen to get in a great situation. And how many times have we seen it where...
Well, I think there's a lot of, like, there's a lot of guys with crazy talent who just didn't wind up in the right situation.
Oh, absolutely. Ask any Browns quarterback.
But, honestly, I think there's, a guy like Matt Stafford who's made the most of it. Because, can we agree, like, physical tools... It's hard to beat Matt Stafford. I mean, he's tall. He's got good pocket presence. He's got maybe the strongest arm in the league still. He's never evolved into an elite quarterback because he's in Detroit. If Matt Stafford got traded tomorrow to New Orleans, I mean, do you think Matt Stafford instantly becomes an MVP candidate?
Maybe.
I tend to lean yes.
Maybe, yeah.
You could make the same argument for Aaron Rodgers has a bad head coach. And, I mean, he's damn this generation's best quarterback. And he's, you know, how Woody would have been.
I also think it's funny that the narrative on Mike McCarthy has gone from great head coach to bad head coach. And I'm not saying you're wrong. I don't think he's a great head coach.
You know
coach.
What? I don't think he's either one. I think he's basically Tony Dungy. He's a guy who is not a bad coach. He's not a great coach. He just happens to have a great quarterback.
You know who I put in that same exact category? Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin is highly respected because he's got a Super Bowl ring. I mean,
two Super Bowls. Yeah.
Inherited Ben Roethlisberger.
But do I think is Mike Tomlin in my mind a top 10 NFL coach? Like, if I could go down the list and choose the coach I want, I don't think I'm picking Mike Tomlin. I think I'm getting a ways down.
This kind of gets back to the whole we were joking about Condoleezza Rice. Frankly, I don't think there's a lot of guys who are great coaches in the NFL. I think there's some pretty good, and I think there's a lot of reasons for that. I mean, guys come up and you have to go through the whole, okay, you're a line coach, and then you're a coordinator, and then you get a head coaching job, and it's almost the same path for everybody. And there's so few guys that, all right, there's just so few of them that are smart. I mean, most of them are guys who came up through the sport and they have one way of doing things.
John
Gruden's a great example of that.
Well, yeah.
My brother's in coaching in Dallas, and he said it's so hard to move from high school to college because it's such a brother, like a club, that the coaches that go up with the head coaches that get jobs in college, they bring their guys, and you see that in college, and you see that in the NFL too, where you have to have your guys, and I guess they're limiting themselves in terms of like who you can choose from in terms of head coaches.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned it, because everybody does that, right? They bring in their guys, but you look at the best coaches, and they always want a different perspective. Yes, you want the guys that you're friends with, but, well, look at Gary Kubiak. He couldn't get a defensive coordinator until they brought in Wade Phillips. They weren't friends. Now, they obviously became friends and wound up winning a Super Bowl together. But having that different voice sometimes is a good thing. All right. I know you're looping the song now because we're talking too much. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. warehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. You know, I wish LinkedIn would stop sending me jobs.
You like the one you've got? Or
well,
what?
Here's the 10 jobs they sent me. One is Director of News and Publishing. Not interested. One is Media Relations Specialist, Marketing Content Writer, Technical Editor, Ad Viewer. I do that all the time. I'm already doing that. I mean, that seems pretty easy to me. Public Relations Specialist.
Do you ever use LinkedIn?
Not really.
I don't either.
Because, frankly, the only thing that, like, people reach out to me now that want jobs for the most part.
Right.
And... yeah, I don't use it for jobs or anything like that. Communications coordinator in the African Energy Chamber. PR manager.
What's the African Energy Chamber?
I have no idea. That's what it says. Houston, Texas area communications coordinator. I have no idea. But yeah, I don't need them to send me jobs. And I honestly don't use Facebook anymore either, really. Like people, I went on there the other day and there's messages from 2 weeks ago that people sent me that I've never seen. Hey, you want to go through the NFL lines real quick?
Let's do it.
All right. We'll start with the Thursday games. Bears -3.5 at Lions. Mitchell Trubisky, maybe, maybe not. You know what? I'd still feel pretty good about the Bears here because I like Chase Daniel a lot as a backup.
Yeah.
I don't like the half. I liked it at 3.5. I'm like, eh.
Yeah, I think that turns me off too.
Do my Colin Cowherd.
I also don't want to play the Lions right now. I mean, they are a disaster, especially on the offensive line. They're just a mess. And obviously, if you're a mess on the offensive line, it's bad news to play the Bears.
Yeah.
So
Khalil Mack is going to ragdoll you.
Yeah, I think it's a stay away from me right now.
Redskins, Cowboys -7.5. I got to say, outside of 7, I'm taking Colt McCoy.
I am too. And I'll be honest, I don't know what the official Vegas downgrade is from Alex Smith to Colt McCoy.
Shouldn't be that much.
It shouldn't be much.
I mean, Alex Smith, 2 points maybe?
Alex Smith has not been having a great season. And the reality, like I saw the new NFC East odds. Dallas has a minus by their name.
Really?
The Redskins, 3-1 to win the NFC East, and they're a game up.
That's a big downgrade. Yeah.
So Vegas is saying it's a massive downgrade. I don't believe it's that big.
This isn't Deshaun Watson to Tom Savage.
No. Like I think Colt McCoy is a high end backup, and I think Alex Smith is a middle of the road starter.
Middle to low end. So yeah, what's the difference?
The drop off to me is not as great. You know, it's not like Aaron Rodgers going out. It's not. This guy's been he's not done anything fantastic this year. And Colt McCoy's got some experience.
What he's done is protect the football, not turn it over, and manage the game. Well, Colt McCoy can do that too. We've seen it. At 7.5, I like
the Redskins. I don't love the Redskins offensive line situation right now.
That's the big concern with it. But you know what? They did a really good job 2 weeks ago, and last week. I thought they were pretty good considering. I mean, yeah, they gave up some sacks, but Watt and Clowney are going to do that. But I thought they did a pretty good job of keeping those guys under control for a lot of that game.
I think what I'm saying here is maybe Vegas thought that it was a big drop-off, and the betting market has decided it's not that big. So maybe the betting market agrees with me.
Because
the game opened at 9.
Well, no, according to pregame, it opened at 4.5, and now it's 7.5. The look-ahead line was 4.5.
Oh, the look-ahead line was 4.5,
right.
But after last week, the game opened at 9 in Vegas. So, but to be at 7.5 now, I don't know.
But I don't think Alex Smith is worth 3 points.
I don't either. I can't see that.
So,
and I also I don't think that Dallas is 7.5 points better than a lot of teams, honestly.
Yeah, and I will also say this: I was very impressed by a lot of what that Redskins defense did last week.
Yeah,
I think what they've done all year.
I think this is a low scoring game.
And
40.5, is that the number?
Yeah,
I think I might be an under guy. That's a low number, though.
And then Saints minus 13 at home against the Falcons.
Wow. Opened at 14, went to 15. I mean, if I see another 14, I'm all on the Falcons.
I can't bet the Falcons ever again because I hate them with a passion.
But there's no way on a short week that I'm willing to give 13 points.
No, I mean, you can't do it. And the thing is, and I'm half kidding about the Falcons. Just I have been out of sync with them all year. When I bet against them, they cover. When I bet with them, they don't do anything. When I bet the over, they go up and down the field and can't score points. Not that I'm bitter about that or anything, but I can't. I mean, that number's too big. It's a double-digit division dog.
It is.
Short week. And, you know, the Saints have been, there's a lot of reasons to like the Falcons here. I'm kind of with you if that number gets to 14. But you look at all the really huge efforts that you've seen out of the Saints over the last few weeks. At some point, there's got to be a slight regression. And that doesn't mean they lose.
Well, there's going to be a coast week. And
right.
What better week for a coast week than Thanksgiving Day? You're playing on a Thursday, and Carolina just lost, so you picked up a game in the division as it is.
Except it's the Falcons, and I also think they're wanting home field throughout. And, you know, you got to keep pace with the Rams. I don't know that.
But
they're due for a letdown game. I just don't know that. I don't know that this is it.
The question is, do the Saints feel like they can lose to this team? And given what the Falcons have done this year, I mean, if I'm on the Saints, I don't feel like I can lose to them.
Yeah, that's also kind of a rivalry game.
Yeah.
So, I didn't realize we were already this far into the segment, so.
Are we over?
No, we're at the end of the segment, which means before I get to the Sunday games, and we have a gym of the day to do next. So we'll do the rest of the Sunday games at 6, and we'll do some colleges, and then we'll get the hell out of here.
Okay. Works for me.
Yeah.
What's our next game so I remember where we're at?
Jaguars and Bills.
Okay. This is a strong play for me, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah. So we'll pick it up there. That's all a radio tease.
Well, we'll pick it up at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Because, well, we might do some of it next segment. I don't know how long the gym of the day is going to take. Sometimes the gym of the day has a life of its own. And sometimes the gym of the day, it's like, okay, it's over and now we move on. We'll find out when we come back. That's another radio tease. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
It's Sunday again, and it's making me feel sick. 8 a.m. Monday, I become a corporate trick. My stomach starts to curdle, my brain hot with rage. I begin to plead.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. We're throwing a party with the Tweet Drive Foundation, and everyone is invited. It's free to get in. All you have to do is bring an unwrapped toy with you to the party. There will be plenty of drinks, games, raffles, prizes, and fun. Guaranteed to be the best Christmas party that's really a toy drive. All toys will go to the Snowdrop Foundation, which benefits the Texans Children's Cancer Center. Mark your calendars now to be at McIntyre's on December 4th. It's a Tuesday night. We know you're not doing anything else more fun. So come to the party and help make this Christmas special for a sick child and their family. Also have to tell you, soccer matters! And host Glenn Davis will be broadcasting live today from Advantage BMW Midtown from 7 to 9. Get there early for the pre-show party. Make sure you're listening to the Blitz while you're there. With drinks, food, and a great raffle for BMW premiums, jackets, hats, etc., plus a $1,300 bicycle. I want to win the bicycle.
Okay.
Although I just bought a new one. So, Soccer Matters t-shirts, mugs, and bracelets will be on sale, with 50% going to the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. And, of course, you can check out all the amazing BMW vehicles. 5 to 9 p.m. tonight, Advantage BMW Midtown. All right, I think that takes care of all that. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, this This is my favorite story in a while. Apparently, well, listen, everybody likes to drink, right? There's sports where you're supposed to drink. Softball.
Yeah.
And I've never done it, but all my friends in Canada and family, they drink when they curl. Curling is a drinking sport, much like bowling.
You don't wear skates in curling?
No, right? They're like, we did this once. John, you were there, right? We did the curling thing?
Yes.
And you wear, there's like slats you wear on your feet, right? I can't remember what they're called. Yeah, we won because we had a ringer. But we actually curled after down in League City, and they had us down there, and we took on everybody else. And of course, the wife hadn't done it years, and she just looked just like the people on TV. I mean, just like perfect form and everything. And apparently, the curling foursome of Jamie Coe, Ryan Fry, Chris Schill, and DJ Kidby was kicked out of the Red Deer Curling Classic on Sunday. Red Deer in Alberta. For, quote, unacceptable behavior that included being extremely drunk.
Okay. Where's this at again?
This was in Red Deer, Alberta, in Canada. Apparently, there were numerous complaints from opponents and spectators. They went out to curl, and
let him play. Come on.
I know. It's a drinking sport.
Let him play.
Says they went out to curl and they were extremely drunk and breaking brooms and swearing and just unacceptable behavior that nobody wants to watch or hear or listen to. And it was just enough was enough. I'm kind of like, I'd like to see that. But it said there was also some damage in the locker room and other teams complaining about their stuff being kicked around in the locker room. So at the end of the day, I was like, okay, that's enough of this gong show. The committee for the Bonspiel, which is what they call the competition, collectively decided that we needed to remove them from the spiel for this year, and what happens down the road, I'm not sure yet. This is the equivalent of your Thursday night softball league being kicked out for being too drunk.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, I'm sure that's happened. I've been on a lot of softball teams and drank a lot on those softball teams and never been kicked out. But one of them is an Olympic champion. One of the guys who was kicked out.
Really?
Yeah, he said, I'd like to sincerely apologize to the fans, participants, and organizers of the Red Deer Curling Classic. I came to the event to play and enjoy the sport. My actions were truly disrespectful and embarrassing. The committee was right to disqualify us from play.
Oh, okay. So he's being responsible.
Yeah, he won gold at the 2014 Winter Olympics as a member of Team Canada. Said, I allowed myself to lose control, and I offended people with my actions. I wish nothing more than to apologize to everyone individually. Okay, I get that. We have all lost control and offended people with our actions due to alcohol.
Not me.
We've all done it.
Speak for yourself, drunko.
Lord Drunkard. But the Canadian skip, whose team he's on, said, we in no way support that type of behavior. We're taking the necessary steps to handle it internally. So that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
Yeah, Christina says curling shoes also look like bowling shoes for ice. Yeah, that's. I don't remember them as being shoes, but that was a long time ago. God, that was pre Hoffman.
Yeah,
we're talking what, 10 years ago, John?
Yeah, it was Dave and Julie were out there.
Yeah. But I think they just kind of put things over our shoes, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't think they gave us like special shoes.
Yeah. So that was also her home province of Alberta. So for Christina, the little person.
Ah.
All right. Do we have time to get in some more of these games, John? Or do
we have a couple minutes.
Okay. We'll do that. Okay. So Jaguars-Bills. Jaguars -3 at the Buffalo Bills.
I like the Bills here. I feel like the Bills are maybe even the better team straight up.
I'm with you 100% on this. I think the Jaguars season is over. They fired their shot last week. That was a heartbreaking loss at the end. They have nothing left to play for. Now you're going on the road. Tough place to play. And, oh, by the way, Matt Barkley played pretty well for those guys. I like the Bills.
But I think Josh Allen's questionable, too, so he may even get out there. But, like, you want to go up to Buffalo and play in 40-degree weather, 35-degree weather when your season's over.
Yeah.
Not me. I think Buffalo, I thought this game would maybe be a pick. But Buffalo plus those points, I think that's very generous.
You know what else? Give me Buffalo money line.
I don't blame you.
I'll take that. Raiders at the Ravens. Ravens minus 10.5. Boy, that's a big number, but I can't bet the Raiders in a noon game on the road.
That's so tough.
Yeah, I want to take Oakland plus 10.5. I can't do it. I have to pass on this one.
Do you care what quarterback plays?
No, although I think Lamar Jackson will probably run 30 times for 150 yards.
I'm just not interested in playing, giving 11 or 10, whatever, 10.5 points.
Yeah.
When I know I've got a quarterback who's just really not going to throw the ball. Like, if you tell me a quarterback's only going to throw, okay, I can see that happening. But 10.5, 11 points, that's a lot to win by when your quarterback's really not a threat to throw the football.
This is one of those games, though. If I take the Raiders, I'm having to hold my nose to do it, and I just can't.
It's pass or Ravens
but,
to me.
Well, it's that, or if you think the Ravens are going to cover 10.5, don't you think you should go over 42.5?
Yeah.
Points will be at a premium, right? If you think that the Raiders are going to cover, I think you go under.
Yeah.
Buccaneers minus 3 against the 49ers at home.
Oh
God, I hate both of these teams.
I do too. You know what? I'm just gonna say pass. I don't want anything to do with
it. Yeah, if you're playing a pool and you have to pick one, I'll take the Bucks, but I don't like it. Eagles minus 6 against the Giants.
I like the Giants.
I may be a sucker, but I think the Giants are playing better football now.
They are.
I think the Eagles are kind of for one thing, their entire secondary is dead. They've got injuries everywhere. I like the Giants.
I like the Giants too. I think they're going to run the ball on them on the Eagles. And once they start running the ball, who's going to cover Odell Beckham?
They have nobody left back there.
There's nobody. And Odell Beckham, Sterling Shepard, Evan Ingram, they've got some real threats. I feel like that the Giants might win this game.
You know what? I'm so confident that I think even Holly would pick the Giants in this game.
She might. Because, I like the Giants for sure, though.
Bengals minus 3 at home against the Browns. Is AJ Green playing?
Questionable, so I don't know.
If he's playing, I'm Bengal. If he's not, I'm pass.
Yeah, it's a pass for me.
Patriots minus 9.5 at Jet.
A lot of points, but Pat's coming off a bye. Should get a healthy Gronk.
Should be pissed off. After the way they went into the bye week, the Jets are garbage. I could see.
But I don't know who's going to play quarterback for the Jets. I would lean New England, but honestly, I don't think New England's not good enough for me to give this many points on the road. So it's a stay away for me. But
yeah,
I just
they're not the Patriots of old where you could trust them to go right in and win by 21 points. Did John die? Oh, there he is.
Okay,
I couldn't see you. I'm like, I thought you left. Like, did something happen that I don't know about? All right. Seahawks plus 3.5 at Panther.
Seahawks on the East Coast.
Noon game. I got to take Panther here.
Panther too. I prefer 3.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll play at 3.5.
If it gets to 3, I'll play it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Because I think the worst thing that happens is I push there if it gets to 3. Colts minus 9 at home against Dolphin.
My best bet of the week, I think, Colts minus 9.
Really? I'm going to go oppo on you here, because the more I look at the Colts games, they haven't been nearly as impressive as the score, especially going back to that Raider game. Last week's was a good win, but you also did it without Mariota. Tannehill's back. I think the Dolphins cover that.
I think the Colts win by 20 points.
Okay.
I think the Dolphins are a trash can.
I don't think the Colts are as impressive as you do.
Okay.
I think they win the game, but
9 points. I get it.
Nine points is a lot. Way too much. I think the Dolphins keep it pretty close.
Okay.
Chargers minus 12 against the Cardinals. I don't trust the Chargers.
I can't get those 1 points.
Yeah, I'd probably take Cardinal here if I had to.
Yeah, I'd probably take over 45.
Yeah, that's a good call. Do we need to go to break, John?
We got, what, 2-3 games left?
Yeah, we got 3 games left. One of them being Texans and Titans.
Well, let's get through the two,
and then we'll
save Texans, Titans.
Because then we got to get to some college football too. Steelers minus 3 at Broncos. I think the Broncos, as good as they are at home, very similar to the Jaguars. think their season, well, I mean, they, I don't know. They're still kind of in it.
I don't think they are.
I mean,
they're chasing two teams that I don't think they can catch.
No, but there's still a wild card out there, a second wild card. I'll take the Steelers, but I don't like it.
I like the Steelers at 3.
Okay. Vikings -3 at Packers. I really want to just say unload on the Vikings, but...
It's at 3, you said?
It's at 3, yeah.
I'll take Vikings. I'm done with the Packers. I don't think the Packers are that good.
Mm. Okay.
They've got one good player.
I'm with you. I'll take the Vikings here. I think the only actual plays I have, though, I'm going to play the Bills. I like that.
I'm going to play the Bills, too.
I'm probably going to play the Giants, and I'll probably play the Panthers.
Okay.
And I might play the Dolphins against the Colts. I know that's Oppo U.
That's all right. It's okay. As RJ says, it's good when we disagree sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like the Colts a lot, though. That will be a play for me.
All right. One of us will win then.
There'll be one happy, one sad.
You watch. It'll be like 29-20, and it'll be a push.
All right, guys. Let me tell you about Man Centers. The Y Factor presented by Man Centers. Same practice as always. Nothing's changed but the name. And if you are sluggish at work, sluggish in the gym, sluggish in the bedroom, you may have low testosterone, and that can affect a lot of things in your life, including your fertility if you're trying to have a kid. Man Centers can fix it. And they're not talking about testosterone injections. The other places recommend injections. Man Centers doesn't. They focus on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce testosterone, because those synthetic injections can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, shrinkage. And when you're on those injections, you got to go in and get your shot every week, and then you're going to feel good for a little while, then you're going to have the crash. You don't have to live like that, guys. They've got 3 locations: Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area, off 249 in Tomball, and now open in Webster. And you can go in and get the free general male wellness checkup. It's $150 value. They're going to check you out for absolutely free, just for listening to our program. Call them today to set up your appointment. 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. It's the Y Factor presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.